Dear friend, these girls design making. We're going to discuss the look and feel design, user interface design, and we're going to evaluate the product. And the end result of this meeting has to be a decision on the details of this remote control, like absolute final decision. And then I'm going to have to specify the final design in the final report. So just from last time, to recap, we said we were going to have a snowman-shaped remote control with no LCD display, no need for talkback, it's hopefully going to be kinetic power and battery, with rubber buttons, maybe back-leveling the buttons with some internal LEDs to shine through the casing, hopefully a board dial, and incorporating the slogan somewhere as well. Anything I've missed?
No.
Okay. If you want to present your prototype,
Ninja Homa, made in Japan.
No, I think you're in Italy. When I look at the expense sheet, and it tends to be quite a lot expensive to have it open up now, what's the button and stuff inside. So instead of doing the feature, you start a very, very basic one, very small. You have to access the menu through the scroll wheel and confirm. And the button.
And there isn't, it doesn't open up to the advanced functions. So the advanced functions are still hidden from you, but they're hidden in the sense that they're not in use.
Where are they?
They're in the LCD panel on the jog dial.
Ah, right.
Okay, because.
So what kind of thing is
the LCD panel just displays functionally what you're doing. If you're using an advanced function, right, like brightness, contrast, whatever, it would just say. You know, it's like it only has four columns. It's a very simple LCD, like, or as many the minimum amount we need that the user will automatically know, like, this is brightness or this is contrast.
Mm. Okay.
It might even be one a bit more complex LCD panel with pictures, like maybe the sun or you know the symbols of the various functions.
And what is this here?
That's a number pad.
Okay, so the number pad is.
Where are we gonna have the slogan?
Along this, yeah.
Okay, cool.
You have this space here, and then you have this thing on the side as well, or at the bottom. The slogans are usually quite small, right? They're not, like, huge, so there's... Say a button's about this size, right?
Yeah.
So you would still have plenty of space for a slogan.
So if this isn't to scale, what kind of dimensions are you thinking about here?
Well, the buttons are big enough to push. Usually, I think it's working. That'll be about the same size as
the hand. Yeah, so that would be about a centimeter for a button. So 1, 2, 3, 4 centimeters, plus maybe half,
nine.
10
centimeters. That would be good.
Nine,
so 10,
10
centimeters in height.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be good. In fact, the pen is about 10 centimeters usually. So that would be, that sounds like a really good size.
Yeah.
You see it there.
That's great. It's very bright as well. So, okay.
Is it possible, just going back to the idea of colors, are these the colors that are production? Is this just what we have available?
We're going to have again the sort of the foggy yellow from last time that put up on your just about.
Right.
Okay, so just could you just list all the things that it does? So
it's not in the
report.
Because it's red, it's sort of very common. You can use it as a power button if you hold it for maybe 2 seconds. I'll send it to the bicycle. Apart from
excuse
that,
me.
It's going to be used as a confirm button for the LCD screen.
Okay.
And to use this as a jog dial.
Okay. So it's like a new power button.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we've discussed how high it is, but how wide is it?
Okay.
How high is it?
No, as in the height.
Yeah.
But what about the width?
Oh, the depth of the...
Do we need 5? I don't think 5 is... Maybe about 3.5.
Okay.
Oh, is this to get an idea of scale from here?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can power it on and off.
Mm-hmm.
What else can you do?
You can skip the channel using these buttons.
Okay.
We're going to have line control here. And because we've got the RCD and the delta, we just start with we start at the line.
Okay, so delta line. And what else do you need with the delta?
You can use it for more advanced functions like contrast, color.
Contrast, brightness?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else? So whatever else we want to include in advanced functions. We don't have to go through and specify there.
Well, that's the designers, what are they?
What kind of TV do?
Okay, things like brightness, contrast.
Uh-huh.
Maybe tuning the channels.
Okay, channels.
What else? The various inputs. So you have a VCR, are you having, you know, which input do you have?
Okay.
Color sharpness.
Yep, color sharpness. A lot of these things will have to be free and open for users to define them.
Okay, what about sound settings? Can you change any of those at all?
Audio. We have like your basic, your bass, your mid range, your high range.
The balance.
Yep. Left, right balance. Maybe even pre-programmed sound modes. Like, the user could determine like a series of sound modes, and then what could happen would be when you click on that, then we'll go to that setting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else in Go that can do? Because that's fine. I just need to know so I can write it down. Okay. Right. I guess that's it. So we can now. We can now have a look at the Excel sheet and price this thing and see if we need to rethink anything at all. So for this first part here, power wise,
the battery.
Battery. Do you have kinetic as well?
No.
No. Okay.
Just
battery.
We need.
And that's because of cost constraints.
Yeah.
Okay.
An advanced chip. We need an advanced chip, I think. Yep. Let me just confirm that. Yes, I think so. Yep.
Okay. The case, what do you mean by single and double, do you
mean? I think single just be sort of one double or pair of doubles.
So we want double cards?
Yep.
Okay.
Plastic.
Is there any rubber at all in the button?
I think we're going to have to skip the rubber.
Okay. And we want it special colors, don't we? Yeah. So, how many colors have we got there?
For the case itself, one color. It's one special color.
Just one color, okay.
Because the case unit itself, the rest of the components
okay.
go on top of it.
So interface-wise, is it the third option?
Yes.
The two of them there?
One, and the LCD display.
Okay. Then buttons.
How many?
We have
lots.
Two colors.
We've got push buttons as well.
Like, oh, it's a push button and interface.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got one button for this one. We've got one big sheet of rubber. Not sure if that counts.
Okay, let's just be safe and put, like, say, four buttons for that one.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe a special color for the buttons. So maybe four again.
Why are we arriving at the number four? Where does the number four come from?
Because that's one button, but it's the complexity of 12 buttons.
Okay, right.
So we're just estimating that, it will be less.
Okay. Are we wanting them in?
No.
No? Is everything going to be faster?
Yep.
Okay. So we're quite far over. Something's going to have to go. We're at 16.8.
How are we going to achieve this high-end product?
Well, something has to go to the tune of 2.3 euro. So let me see, what are we?
4.3? 4.3.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sorry, 4.3. That's all right.
Well, we could take it one for making a single card just for the methods.
How much would that save us?
That
will only save you
one.
The other thing could be that you could take away the LCD panel and the advanced chip together. Because when you do something on the TV, the TV responds and reacts as well. So the user could be looking at the TV and pushing his thing. So we may not need to So when we scroll, we need just some way to get the TV to respond,
okay,
which
so
I think is a technically doable thing. So
what sort of you suggest? Take away the LCD display.
Yep. And the advanced chip goes away as well.
To be replaced with a
regular chip.
Regular chip.
Yep. So what that means is that.
So we've got 0.3 to get rid of. And we where are the four push buttons are? Where exactly now?
The 12 buttons that you see there.
12 buttons.
It's one piece of rubber, but it's going to have 12 buttons.
Yeah.
Functionally, you're going to have to intercept. So 4 is a good estimate for.
Do you think?
Yeah. So you can't actually cut. It's like 3 times the number of buttons. 4, 8, 12.
Is that one big button or is it 12 buttons? How can it be something in between?
It needs to be more than one big button because if you open up your phone underneath, there's actually one button underneath. It's just that the panel itself is a single panel.
Okay, well, we have 0.3 to get rid of somewhere.
We just report that it has to be over budget. Or the colors, you could take away colors for the buttons.
Yeah, we could just go with
normal colored buttons.
Well, do you want color differentiation here?
No, that's not the button we're talking about.
That
the buttons only refer to the pad, so.
Right, so.
Take that off.
Oh.
It's back to the original. So then these just become normal colored buttons. So that might be some way of cutting the cost.
So take away that completely. Oh, and now we're under budget. So we do have 0.5 euro to play with.
How about with embossing the logo? Isn't that going to cost us some money?
Doesn't say so.
That's a pretty expensive special form, the buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just one. Does that mean that one button has a special form, or?
Yeah, it won't. There's just one button. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. So I'm just going to have to redraw this now. So we're not going to have the LCD anymore. We're just going to have an on the TV. It'll show you what you're doing, which I think is fair enough. And so this is going to be one big thing here.
Was the goal in your prototype design that it be as low profile as possible?
What do you mean by profile?
Sort of flat as possible.
No.
The ambition has been quite deep, so
it
yeah.
Did not be comfy to hold your hand.
Yeah,
or we didn't have enough Play-Doh to make it 3D. So there's one more dimension to the thing which we need to add, and you might want to add in a report, length, width, and height.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So just to be thorough then, width-wise we're looking at about, 3 centimetres or something?
Yeah.
Okay, and then so height-wise, how tall do you envisage it being? About that
one?
2?
About 2 centimeters, okay.
2's not very high at all though.
This is about 2. Slightly more than 2,
yeah.
So.
Okay. Maybe closer to 3.
Okay.
We'll say 2.5. Okay. So we have it within cost anyway. Project evaluation at this point. Okay, so can we close that? This is what it's the final spec is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to have to. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
It's probably just. I don't know if it's worth getting into, but just in that we want this to be stylish, should we think a little bit more out of the box in terms of a button grid? Because I've seen there's lots of devices out there that instead of taking your standard 9 square grid and have it sort of stylized or in a different concept. Yeah.
I think that's something that's very hard to catch.
Yeah.
So you restrict the number of people who want to try something.
Sure. Okay.
The look and the color is something which is cool.
Yeah.
But I think that there's also that factor of if it's too unfamiliar.
Okay.
Then
sure.
Because when you put it on the shelf.
Shape, square buttons.
Yeah, button shape might be a good idea to change.
Okay.
Rather than positioning, because I think positioning is
sure.
We're kind of ingrained into the telephone kind of
okay.
Pad.
Right. So at this point, we discuss how satisfied we all are with these 4 points, with the room for creativity in the project and leadership and teamwork and stuff we have around us, I guess.
Maybe we should do the design evaluation first.
Yeah.
Evaluation.
You gave that fact. I wasn't entirely sure what he was supposed to be doing that, but
sure.
You did it.
All right. So the way this works, I'm going to need to plug in the PowerPoint.
Okay.
I'll try and do it as quick as possible. And let's go here ahead if that's okay.
I don't think you need the power, so. No, it's okay. It's okay.
I don't need PowerPoint.
No, the power cord itself.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so then you have a bit more freedom to. Yeah, you still have your blue fingers.
What this is a setup for us to.
You killed the monster.
The idea is that I've set up, I've reviewed all of the points of discussion from the beginning and used that as a criteria of evaluation for the. For their current design, their plan, and so we can review that. I think it's going to end up being for elementary, because we're not going to probably use it to change anything, but doesn't seem like it's going
to.
Yeah, okay, great. And I'm going to write up our results on the board, so this will be a way for us to go through and decide if we're to review where we're standing. Okay, so. Sort of bring together two things, sort of design goals and also the market research that we had. When we rate this, one is high in succeeding or fitting to our original aim, and seven is low. Okay. So these are, we've been asked to collectively rate this. So what we can do is try and just work on a consensus system. So we just come to an agreement.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one, stylish look and feel.
I rate that pretty highly.
Well, yeah, I mean, compared to most American toys, I'd say that's pretty good. I don't know, like a six or something.
Yeah. Yeah, my only reservation with it was that we basically went with yellow because it's the company's color.
Mm.
And I don't think yellow is going to really be a hit.
Mm.
But.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
I would say 5 or 6.
Okay.
Dude.
Yep, I'm fine with that.
Okay, let's go 5 then.
Okay.
Oh,
it's 1 to 7, right?
Oh, yes. Sorry, then I would say 2 or 3.
Okay.
Wait, what's the scale? 1 to 7, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 1 is high.
Okay, yeah, 2 or 3.
Okay. Okay, it's upside down.
Okay. Control, high-tech innovation.
Well, I've also been joked on, but.
Yeah. So we had to remove a few of our features we wanted, but jumped on.
Say it's more
3 or 4
medium, but going towards a little bit higher than medium kind of
yeah,
thing.
Three.
Yep.
Okay. Star reflects a fruit-inspired color design.
Lemon.
Color.
Okay, the blue colors and don't actually represent the color except for the red button. Because for want of a.
What's the yellow? I mean, it could be a lemon yellow.
Yeah,
the yellow is more representative of the color, but the button itself, the blue, can be anything else.
Okay, so 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And design is simple to use, simple in features.
Yeah, and it's really basic looking, isn't it? I mean, I'd give that an area 1.
You guys think?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, 1.
That's fine.
Soft and spongy, we achieve that. We use mostly plastic in the end. It's going to be quite a bit of a compromise for price.
5? That's really low. Well,
these are plastic.
Yeah,
it's
very.
Okay.
Yeah, company logo.
Entirely rubber frame. Is that an option?
I think it will be cost prohibitive. Yeah.
Okay. Logo, we've got it in there, haven't we?
Yep.
Gonna have that on the side, aren't we? Right there, isn't it?
And
feels?
Pretty good. Trying to look at something like about approximately 72% efficacy of our original goal, right? I think, because if you turn that into 100, it would be about
twice that.
So it's 31. And then invert that.
So yeah, well yeah, it's 69-70%.
Oh right,
yeah,
so
pretty good.
Okay. That was just a little formality for us to go through.
Nobody saw it, honestly.
The cameras did.
Is that your all finished? Or?
Yeah, that's me. I did have one other frame I thought. I mean, I not knowing how we would deal with this information, I thought, okay, in theory, this kind of process would be about refining our design, revisiting our original goals. It's not something I need to push through, but I thought, should be thinking more about dimensions, sort of like more three-dimensional shapes as well, as opposed to just that flat. Could our design involve a series of colors? That is more of like a line. We have like sort of, I don't know, like the harvest line or the vibrant whatever, just some theme, and then we have different tones, lime, green.
Okay.
It's just discussion, and obviously we just abandon it, it's fine. Just thinking about what we originally set out to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Are you submitting the evaluation criteria, or am I? I don't know what your instructions have been.
I think they've recorded, and I haven't been asked to submit it yet.
Okay, just wondering if I need to include it in the minutes, because if you're submitting it, I'm
not. I will.
Okay,
keeps getting too big.
Right. Well, next up then, because we've done finance, is the project evaluation.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm just trying to incorporate the logo into the thing, so I'm playing with the Play-Doh as well. Just in case you're wondering. Is he still playing with the Play-Doh? Just about right. L-E-J-O, Lego. What's our thing?
Right, okay. Well, do you want to just individually say what you think about these 4 points and not those 4 points, my 4 points? So, and do you want to start?
Sure. So what is it you're asking me now?
I don't know. Your opinion on these four points, really, and how we...
Or sort of our work on setting this up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just go through your system. The room is fairly institutional, but the main thing is, I think, our use of the space is more just to report on things as opposed to be creative and constructive, and it would probably help to have sort of a cumulative effect of, we have ideas and we come back and then the ideas are still in discussion, you know, as in other words, this room is sort of a center point of creativity, whereas in reality, as we've gone through this, it's not really a center point of creativity, it's more just a...
Well, do you think that you were able to have quite a lot of creative input into the...
Yeah, but that's just the thing, is the question, in terms of the first point there in the room, it feels as though the creativity goes on when we leave, and then we come here, and then we kind of put out our ideas, and then...
I don't think it means the room as in this room. I think it means that, you know...
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I just looked up and said, okay, what more digital pens, the room...
Okay.
No, of course, yeah.
Well, I don't know, I think it means... I think it means did you feel
yeah.
you were able to give creative input? So
yeah, answering your question in those terms, I'd say that actually there's sort of a tease of creativity because we're asked to work through this, but actually the guidelines are fairly contrived in terms of fashion trends say fruit and vegetable color scheme, but then we're told to use the company colors. So what do? We're told, think in terms of style and look and feel and technology, but build something for 12.5 pounds.
Okay.
So actually the creativity was more of like a sort of a formality than
I feel like caged within
yeah,
whatever
constraints.
It's like a balloon in a cage. It can
yeah.
only go so big. If not hit the side, the constraints
yeah.
do come
sure.
in very fast.
So let's take each point and everybody discuss it, I think. Yeah. So still on the topic of room for creativity, next up is Chris.
I agree with the point. It's quite a lot of fun to go through and then you sort of at the end and go, right, got to cut everything out because we don't have enough money.
I think another point is that the meetings are more brainstorming sessions than meetings, so time is also a very strong factor in structure. Because for a brainstorming meeting, you want a structure that allows ideas to get tossed, to be evaluated and to be reviewed and to get feedback and come back. And I guess that point about the room not being very friendly to that, I think that's a very big thing, and I think the fact that we're wearing these things restricts.
Sure.
I feel it because I wear my glasses, right? But that irritates me, right?
Yeah.
It does actually, affect how whether you feel comfortable to communicate. I feel like I'm hiding behind the equipment rather than the equipment is helping me. And
so you think a more relaxed atmosphere would be more kind of
not so much an atmosphere. The atmosphere is very relaxed, but
the
gear, creates boundaries to that. And the time given also restricts.
Very good. What about leadership? I don't know if that means if I did a good job or something. I don't know.
My sense on that is sort of what kind of guidance and direction and encouragement.
Like your personal coach person and stuff like that.
From you as well. I think sort of acting team leader. I think it's good. I mean, my personal views on leadership is that effective leadership sort of gives people a certain room for freedom and delegation, but then to come back to something that they take great ownership and innovative, thoughtless. In reality, I think here the different elements of leadership, such as the original briefing and then the personal coach and then having you with the meeting agenda is actually quite a confining framework to work within, and so it is leadership almost to the point of sort of disempowering the team member. But it's not bad leadership, it's just sort of fairly strong. It turns the individual into more of like a sort of a predetermined mechanism as opposed to
so then you're too controlling or
I
think controlling is not the right word. The interactions are very structured. I think structure is probably what you're saying, that each individual is structured to one particular task and one rather than controlling. I don't think there's a sense of control because our decisions have been made in terms of a consensus, right? We go around and we think about it, but that process actually says you have to do it in a certain way. It doesn't tell you, sometimes you might want to be a bit more creative in terms of the process, not the...
What about teamwork?
Did you want to?
I think that was a bit hard because we could only discuss things in the meeting. If we could just go up to somebody outside the meeting and have a quick talk to them, it would make it a lot easier.
I think you tried to use the common shared folder to communicate, but it just comes back to us so slow in the email. It doesn't have a messenger would go, woo!
Did you guys get the email? I sent you. Okay. So to summarise the teamwork issue, then if we could communicate outside the meeting, just like quick questions, quick thoughts, whatever, it probably would be...
I think the tools that they were given, the tool set that were given to us are fancy, but they don't support collaboration. I think that's the word. They don't support the team working together.
Yeah.
They're still very individual tools.
Yeah. I mean, sort of taking upon that idea, the way I see this is that it's the structure in which we've approached this whole task is quite contrary to the principle of teamwork, because the tasks were divided, and then the work went on in isolation.
Mm.
I don't know what you guys did while you were together. I mean, that was a different. But
Plato fun.
Yeah. But actually, if you imagine the entire, the completely same task given to us, but us say, okay, first thing we have to do is come up with, a design concept, and we sit here together and do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what teamwork is, just to say, okay, go off and don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
It's actually sort of predisposes you to quite the contrary of teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we haven't done, I think, the best we could have done.
Okay.
Not dissatisfied with it.
Right. Anyone else say on teamwork
at all? No,
not really. Okay. What about the, you know, how we use the whiteboard, the digital pens, the projector, stuff like that? Did anybody think anything was like really useful, anything pretty useful?
I think the whiteboard for me is the kind of thing I would use all the time, but it's not quite as useful as to us as it could have been, maybe just in the way that we use it, in the sense that once we have an idea out there, or while work is going on in between meetings, that could have been up on a board, as opposed to in text. And then we could then keep our ideas sort of building on that. I know that people who design cars and, you know, in aviation, they quite often just have a simple like fiberglass prototype, and it's completely, you know, abstract from the final product, but they use it as a kind of a context to sort of walk around and puzzle
and
point and discuss. And in a way, everybody's, as we discuss things in theoretically and out of our notebooks, we're actually just each of us discussing something that's in each of our own minds. It wasn't until we had this here, you know, like at one point I peeked across and looked at Craig's paper, and I'm like, now I know what he's thinking because I saw in his book. But the whiteboard could have actually been this kind of continuing.
So do you think producing a prototype earlier in the process would have been a good idea?
I think the focus of it a lot was the PowerPoint as opposed to the whiteboard, and I think that hinder certain things. I think it would be cooler to have the whiteboard rather than the PowerPoint, or maybe the whiteboard and the PowerPoint in the same place, in the center of
it. Yeah, because the PowerPoint was provided to us while we had time to prepare. Whereas I can imagine if I'd been encouraged to use paintbrush, for example, or whatever, I would have actually used it. Just because that's sort of what we were set up to use when we had our time.
Okay.
I think that there were too many PowerPoints in the meeting.
Because
the plugin and the plugging spent a lot of time doing that. And a lot of the information on the PowerPoints, I don't think, you know, we needed to actually, we could have gone through them very verbally, especially my slides. I felt that as opposed to having to present them.
What about the digital pens? Did you find them easy enough to use?
Sure.
Yep, clunky. Agreed. Having to tick it before you go off was a bit hindering as well, because you're halfway through a thought and then you run out of paper and then you have to jump.
And I think at the very start of today, I wrote a whole load of stuff, didn't click note on one, then went back and wrote one tiny thing on another page, but then did click note.
Mm.
And so I'm quite worried that I didn't written over the top of it or something, but that had my paper in it. Anyway, I haven't done
But that. I think the pen is very intuitive. Everybody knows how to use it. We don't have to worry. So I think the pen's good.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best thing.
On the topic of the technology, it just occurred to me that we actually didn't need to move our computers because each computer has all of the files.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me that.
Yeah, we only needed one computer.
We only actually needed one computer.
Yeah.
If there had been a fifth, it could have just been sitting there ready to go.
And the computer may not be conducive to a meeting because you tend to look at your computer and want to have the urge to check something.
Yeah.
You know, it's useful, but.
So do you think the computers just provide distraction in the meeting?
I think too many computers are just distracting.
Okay. I like to have things written down in front of me, actually. Like a lot of the stuff that was emailed to me, I ended up writing down there or something, so I could look at it really quickly and not have the distraction of all of that. And do it with everybody else. I'm not really sure what they're looking for in saying new idea is fine. I don't know, could you think about anything else that would have been helpful today at all?
Well, the main one for me is that the process in a natural context would not have been interrupted by this necessity to discommunicate ourselves from each other.
Yeah,
so that's kind of a new idea for me, is like just sort of that idea, well, you know, it's kind of hard to keep working forward on a team-based project when you're told you must now work away from each other.
Yeah. I think it's quite good that we had time limits on the meetings, because they really could have run on, and like my experience of meetings is that they really do.
Yeah.
We could spend a lot of time talking about. The only thing is though, like when we had our meeting about the conceptual design, I thought they're maybe another 15 minutes would have been useful there, but I think maybe if we like all been working in one room and they just said, you know, like every hour or something, everybody make sure you just have a short meeting, and then just to have like something written down, just like, you know, a milestone if you like, rather than having meetings. But anyway. So in the thing, I haven't got my 5 minutes to go. Think, oh, there it is. 5 minutes to go. Wonderful. Okay, are the costs within the budget? Yes, they are. And is the project evaluated? Yes, it is. So now we start with it.
And we have Ninja Homer.
No, yeah.
Well, apparently not. I don't think
one.
Oh,
wow.
That would be lovely.
Is
it
Ninja Homer?
What did you call?
Ninja Homer. See, it looks like Homer Simpson, but it's electronic, so it's made in Japan. Yeah, it's just the logo.
Just the logo, and then like
Ninja Homer.
Yeah, okay.
The red is supposed to represent the whatever else you want to print on the side of it.
Mm-hmm. Fashion, technology, or something.
You can wear Homer. You can throw Homer when you're frustrated. Duh.
It's clunky. I'm slightly gutted that we couldn't get plastic underwear. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Maybe for now, a new reaction should give us more money.
Oh, I did learn something new. Play-Doh is useful. No, it is. It is. It is useful in conceptualizing, in being creative. Because like you say, it's something you can put your hands on and feel and touch and get a sense for. Like we were playing with the Play-Doh and the ideas came with the Play-Doh rather than with everything else. You might want to write that down.
Yeah.
It's just,
okay.
I'm just fiddling with the Play-Doh. And then, yeah, it's kind of cool.
I forgot how
you
just
clear
smells.
Yeah, it smells
funny,
doesn't it?
All Play-Doh is edible.
I
know
it has
it's just wheat. It's the stuff that your mom could make with preservatives and them.
What are you summarizing
about Play-Doh? It's helpful to the creative process. It engages all your senses, not just your sight, but your sense of feel, your sense of touch, and it helps you to understand dimension as well. I think that's very helpful because it starts to pop up, whereas on a piece of paper, on a computer, on a board, even with a 3D graphic thing, it still requires a lot of, tangible, that's a nice word, becomes tangible.
Do we retreat to continue our?
I think we could probably do it here as long as we don't collaborate.
I'm sure that will
can we turn off the microphones?
Yeah, the meeting's over, then you're on this.
And my microphone has no signal.